This is going to be a good way to kind of get this day started because there's people tomorrow. They're going to have even a better day, and the weather has nothing to do with it. The Eagles will be in town at Quicken Loans Arena. Some tickets available. You want to check them out at LiveNation.com. And one of those Eagles that is going to be on, putting another customarily great show on, none other than Mr. Don Henley. Don, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure. Good to be here.
Wow. To have the opportunity to chat with you the day before an Eagles show is really a pleasure indeed. First time in the longest time that you've been around here and have some new material from The Long Road Out of Eden. Incredible album. I was very, very impressed listening to it the first time and growing with it a little bit. You have the opportunity to put some of those songs in, some of the all-time great Eagles songs, and you're on this month on the road and then month with your family on and off thing. Does that give you the opportunity to be real fresh all the time, or do you need like a show or two to get back into the groove after that month off?
Oh, we've got it down pretty well. You know, we go home and get reacquainted with our families, and then about the time we get settled in, it's time to leave again. So this is the way we've been doing it for the last two or three years now, month on, month off. And it works pretty well for us.
Yeah, you can't argue with that. I noticed you took December off, so you had, you know, real nice with the family.
That's right.
I guess your kids are probably from 10 to 15, somewhere in that age.
My oldest just turned 13, and I'm getting payback.
That's got to be another great reason to be able to get out of the house for a month.
Yeah, I'm always ready to go home, and I'm always ready to leave, you know.
It's a whole new generation of musicians that are in awe because, you know, early on having a band and, you know, being on the top of the world, everybody wanted that. And now being able to go out for a month and then spend some time with your family and then get away from them, that's got to be pretty good, too.
Yeah. Well, you get older, your priorities change, you know, but we still love doing what we're doing. You know, we're also grateful and amazed, really, that we're still able to come out here and do this and that so many people show up. But we've been having a good time. We are playing a lot of new songs from the new album. Mixing them in with the old favorites in the show. We do about a three-hour show with a 15-20-minute intermission in the middle. And it's been going really well.
I've seen some set lists, and it really is a great evening of entertainment. LiveNation.com is where you can pick up some tickets. We're talking with Don Henley, who will be in with the rest of the Eagles tomorrow. Over the years, I've heard that you kind of have a writing technique of that you're always jotting down ideas for songs. Is there any criteria on what would be a Don Henley solo song or what you would save for, you know, a future Eagles album?
Not really. It depends on what I'm doing at the time. If it's a good song, I would put it on an Eagles album. I'm not one to rat hole anything or sandbag. You know, I'm just always grateful to come up with anything.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a couple of songs I think on Long Road Out of Eden that might be considered songs that would go on a solo album of mine. But I think they fit in pretty well with the other material.
When everybody kind of brings some songs to the table when it's time to put together an Eagles album, and obviously it was almost three decades since the last one, everyone kind of brings some ideas to the table and you start filleting it down?
Yeah, we do it all different kinds of ways. You know, we work in groups of two and three. I mean, once in a while the entire band will be in the studio and we're trying to jam out a track. But then we usually divide up and, you know, sometimes I'll work with Joe and sometimes I'll work with Glenn. Sometimes Timothy and I will work together. Glenn and I both have recording studios. I have one about 20, 30 miles up the coast from Los Angeles, and Glenn has one out in the industrial district of West L.A. And so we work back and forth between those two studios on most of this album. The album, actually, I mean, everybody talks about how it took so many years to do it. We actually did this album in a matter of 2 years. We spent three or four years just trying to ramp up and get accustomed to working with each other in the studio again. But once we got going, we pretty much came up with everything in a two-year time span, which for us is pretty quick.
Yeah. And staying on the road with it for a while. So what happens after the last date on this? Are everyone going to go their separate ways? Or
we go home for a while, and then we start in Europe. You know, this is an ongoing world tour,
mm-hmm.
and we've been at it for quite some time now. We've covered the eastern and most of the midwestern portion of the United States. We've also done parts of Canada, and we've done parts of Europe. But we're going back to Europe in May, late May, and we're going to be over there for 2 months. I think the last show is in Lisbon, Portugal, on my birthday. And then we come home, and then we go back out in the western United States, I believe, next September. So we're booked, you know, for the rest of this year and probably into 2010.
How about that? Well, then, you know, there is something in the future. Would you expect to revisit your solo career at some point?
Well, such as it is, I'm not sure I have one anymore, but my contract says that I owe Warner Brothers two more albums, so I guess, although they're not really knocking on my door, I think they're content to get their Eagles royalties and let it go with that. But I've got a couple of albums in my head that I would like to get out before I hang it up, you know? And I still feel good, I still feel creative, and I'm probably going to do some solo work.
Yeah, here's an album right here, and you don't usually get these ideas from just a phone call, but you did a radio concert in 1998, I want to say real close, probably Dallas, real close to the home in Texas,
mm-hmm.
and you did the Hotel Baja California. It was, you know, sort of almost a mariachi band sort of Hotel California, and
yeah.
A real cool version of the Boys of Summer. If you release that based on the times that we play those from the archives, you'd sell a ton of those.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it gets great response.
I didn't know that.
People don't look upon the Eagles stuff as you know, when you do something different with it, you're allowed to. You would never do it in concert with the Eagles, but, you know, when you kind of took a little different look at it, and people love that stuff.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I try to make it fresh, you know. I mean, we do these songs day in and day out, and when I'm on my own, as you say, I can experiment, you know, in the band, that's not allowed. But
when you're going to see the Eagles tomorrow at Quicken Loans Arena, you know that you're going to hear some things that are real similar to the album, yet they're going to write like the album, but you're going to see you guys singing, and it's really an amazing thing.
Yeah, and you know, the wild card is of course Joe Walsh, who brings a lot of spontaneity to the show. And Joe is better. I got to say that Joe is playing better than ever. He is amazing. He just gets better and better and better. And really provides a spark up there.
There are a couple of hotbeds for anybody, you know, with Glenn being from Detroit and Timothy from the Sacramento area. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Joe, we've always adopted him because he broke out of Kent State. You know, do you guys have a little more leeway on some of the non-Eagles tracks you do when you hit those towns?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, like I said, Joe will stretch things out sometimes. Glenn pretty much likes to stick to the book, you know. But when we do one of Joe's songs, anything can happen, and that makes it fresh for me. Makes it fun.
Yeah, I found it real interesting to find a cover a song on The Long Road Out of Eden, and it was a Frankie Miller song, which is Frankie Miller's great, and Joe doing Guilty of the Crime. That's like a song that he should have written. You know, it's so perfect for him.
Yeah. Well, Joe and Frankie are good friends, and as you know, Frankie's had some serious health problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was a really great thing for Joe to do that song for Frankie. Gives Frankie a little income. You know, I think Frankie's in a wheelchair. And so Joe did the song not only because it's a great song, but also I think it's a good thing for Frankie.
Yeah. He's written great songs over the years.
He's amazing. A lot of people don't know about Frankie Miller, but he's... I guess the only person I could compare him to in the United States would be Bob Seger.
Mm-hmm.
He's sort of the Bob Seger of Britain.